What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Jay Morrison covers the Bengals in Cincinnati for SI, and he joins us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Jay, how much should we expect to see the Bengals play their starters in tonight's Monday Night Football game here in the DMV?
Yeah, I think maybe two series at the most. Originally, Zach Taylor, the plan was going to be for him to see them for about a half tonight. This has kind of been one of the big steps in them trying to avoid these slow starts that have plagued them year after year, was to get the starters more reps in the preseason. But a couple of things have happened. One, the offense went touchdown on their first two drives last week, so they saw plenty last week. And the offensive line is a bit of a mess right now, and I just think with what they saw last week and the playing a little smart and not trying to expose to injury tonight, they've decided to dial it back to about similar to what it was last week against Philadelphia, probably two series.
Jay, there are other teams that don't play guys a lot in the preseason, right? I mean, it's now kind of the normal trend line. Why has Cincinnati gotten off to such astoundingly horrendous, documented, oh my God, what the hell is happening there starts over the last several seasons?
The simple answer is Joe Burrow has always been hurt or dealing with something. He, in 2020, his rookie year there in Washington, he tore the ACL, so the 21 season got off to a slow start as he's coming back from that. He had an appendectomy right before camp 1 year. He was coming off the wrist injury last year. There was the calf injury the year before that cost him almost all of camp. This was in the works years ago. They were wanting to start playing the starters more in the preseason, but when you're not going to have Joe Burrow out there, they just decided to kind of go away from that plan, and they haven't played their starters. Joe Burrow played one series last year, and he played three snaps in 2021, and that's been the extent of his preseason reps. So he's healthy this year. He looks great in camp. He looked great last week against Philadelphia. I think that is the major reason for their slow starts, is the fact that he just hasn't come out of the gate healthy and looking like Joe Burrow.
Jay Morrison on the Bengals beat in Cincinnati. We've been dealing with our own holdout and then hold in here at training camp with Terry McLaurin at wide receiver. And you guys kind of wrote the original book this offseason on these with Trey Hendrickson, and now it sounds like the Bengals are willing to trade him. Get us up to speed on what's going on there, and is there some idea that maybe he wouldn't play in week one if he doesn't get a new deal?
Yeah, this is actually a sequel. It was Ja'Marr Chase last year that held in all through camp, and he went out and won the Triple Crown. So the feeling is, if you're asking me, deadlines make deals, and it just makes too much sense on both sides for them to get something done. I've always kind of pointed to Labor Day weekend as the when it made the most sense for them to kind of come to their senses and get this thing done. Bengals have a long history of this. You know, when they signed Joe Burrow, it was hours before the Thursday night kickoff game between the Chiefs and Lions a couple of years ago on that Thursday night. About a decade ago, A.J. Green, the team is getting on the flight to fly to Oakland for the opener, and they come to terms with him on an extension. They're not very proactive. They take things down to the wire. If something doesn't get done, then, yeah, Trey has said it. He's on record. He said he is not going to play on the contract this year. So it would behoove the Bengals to get something done. This defense was a mess last year, and the Super Bowl window is wide open with Joe Burrow right now, and they cannot have another defensive year like they had last year, and that's certainly on the table if Trey Hendrickson is not part of this team, or if he's part of the team but sitting out.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
But do you guys buy that? You know, we keep coming back with McLaurin to this idea that he just doesn't have much of a choice, that the fines are too substantial, that you have to accrue the season, that at some point you got to show up. Isn't that kind of how you feel about Hendrickson, or do you really think he would go to the end of the earth here?
Well, you know, Trey's had a couple big deals. He signed a big deal with the Bengals in 21. He got a $21 million extension a couple years ago, so he's made his money. Is Terry, I think, still on his rookie deal?
No, this will be his third deal.
This will be his third deal. Okay, so yeah, I mean, I believe Trey when he says it. And again, he said it in May, and it's easy to say in May I'm not going to play, and maybe things do change when it comes right down to it with the start of the season. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if nothing gets done to see him start sitting out games, and then if Shamar Stewart, the rookie first round pick, starts lighting it up and getting all these sacks, then maybe Trey loses some leverage. Or if the defense looks terrible, he gains some leverage. Either way, something could get done if he does miss a couple games, and I just don't see that happening. I think it's going to get done before week one.
Jay Morrison with us here, helping us get inside the Cincinnati Bengals on Grant and Danny. What's the gap between them and Baltimore, in your view, in that division?
Razor thin. I mean, they haven't beat Lamar yet, but these games have all been so close. I mean, you look at last year in Baltimore, it comes down to a two-point conversion. The game in Cincinnati comes down to a dropped snap on a field goal. The Bengals would have won that game in overtime if the holder didn't drop the snap. Their games have been incredibly close. So it's, on one hand, it seems like it's really, really a thin margin, but on the other hand, they haven't got over the hump. They haven't beat them yet, and so that makes it feel a little bit farther apart. But you look at the talent, you look at the way these games have played out, I think they're right there with them, and if they are going to get where they want to go this year, they've got to win one of those two games.
SI covering the Bengals and Cincy, Jay Morrison on Grant and Danny. Offense is a known commodity. They're elite, top five group in football. They're going to move the ball and score, so we'll leave that there. Make the case for us that this defense without Hendrickson is as good or better, because this was a 4-4 team when they scored over 30 last year. We saw them light it up. Burrow was almost perfect in Cincy in primetime against Washington, and they still lost.
So the case for them being better is, you look at the way they've drafted, they have a ton of day one and day two defensive picks. They've almost primarily focused on the defense. They just haven't been able to develop these guys. That's why Lou Anarumo, the defense coordinator last year, was let go. They bring in Al Golden, who's the assistant coach of the year at Notre Dame, took Notre Dame to the national championship game last year. His last time he was in the NFL, he was the Bengals linebacker coach when they played in the Super Bowl. They just have a lot of faith in him getting the best out of some of these guys that either haven't got there or have been wildly inconsistent. At times play good, at times they don't. Like I said, a lot of first, second, third round guys on that defense. And, you know, it feels like, and it's looked like in practice, like they are getting better. They are making progress. The preseason game against Philadelphia kind of goes against that. The Eagles' second team really lit them up and has everybody concerned. You're hearing all these good things out of camp, and then they see that. But I do think that the change at coordinator and just some of these young guys getting a year more seasoned, there's room for improvement. They don't have to be great. You get that defense around 16 to 18 in the league with that Bengals offense, I think this team will be fine.
Jay, give me a couple players who have generated some buzz. Obviously, we know the stars. We know the Chases and the Burrows and company. Give me a couple of the young players, maybe, or guys that have made some noise in camp.
Yeah, so Shamar Stewart, the first-round pick, he was a holdout. He didn't do anything in OTAs, and he held out through the start of camp. It was about language in the contract. They finally got that done. He has been really surprising in the 3 weeks he's been out there. He didn't have a lot of sacks in college. That was, a lot of Bengals fans weren't happy about the pick, 4.5 sacks in college over 3 seasons. But he's been disruptive. He's been strong. He's playing inside at tackle. He's playing outside at edge. Going to get a long look at him tonight with Miles Murphy out. Shamar's going to start. He's going to play a lot. And then second-round pick Demetrius Knight, they took him probably higher than a lot of teams would have wanted to, but he's really been good in camp. He's a 25-year-old married father of two. Just a remarkably mature, confident guy. and he has looked really, really good. The big question mark for the Bengals is going to be at guard, at Lucas Patrick. They signed him in free agency in the offseason. He looked really bad against Philadelphia. That's the one concern, because their top four defensive linemen backups on the top four offensive linemen backups are all injured. Once that first team goes out tonight, I don't think you're going to see this Bengals offense score.
Wow. Jay, before we let you go, just to circle back to playing time. So you're banking on a couple of drives. Quarter or so wouldn't shock you if they ended up playing 15 or so minutes tonight?
Yeah, they got the ball first against Philly, so the offense played the first two series. They were out, and then the defense played the first two series. That carried into the second quarter. I think it's going to look a lot like that tonight.
Jay, really appreciate the time and insight, man. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, thanks, guys.
There's Jay Morrison, SI, covering the Bengals in Cincy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.